reliable, experienced. Online at dynamic-electric.com.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. We're joined now on the phone by Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Jamesetta Bedford. Jamesetta, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Happy New Year. I don't think we've talked in 2024 yet.
Happy New Year.
Did you have a pleasant holiday season for the most part?
Oh, ours was good. Sure. We were here. We were in town. So it's always nice. My grandkids are still young enough, you know, when they open their presents to go, woo, get all excited. And that's like, just melts your heart.
Yes, it's absolutely the best part of the gift giving process is happy young children. I love it.
Yeah.
So got a couple things that I wanted to talk about. We're still a week away from the commissioners having their first meeting of the year, but the news does march on regardless. And one of the pieces of news that's pretty much out of our jurisdiction but will affect us nonetheless is the Mebane City Council decision to give the go-ahead to Buc-ee's. And I know that you were part of the Orange County Commissioners doing a whole lot of work and having a whole lot of conversations a couple of years ago when Buc-ee's was trying to come to Orange County near Eflin. So I wondered if we could get your response now that it is apparently happening just on the other side of the county line.
Well, of course, we wish Mebane well and hope this endeavor works out for them. For us, it was a big concern about the 120 pumps, basically. I mean, 60 pumps with 120 nozzles. And because Orange County, right where it was going to be located, is very sensitive headwater area, the tanks, I wasn't concerned about the tanks. They have alarms. They have modern insulation and liners. It's more with 120 nozzles, you get spill. And for us, that was a big concern. Of course, Buc-ee's withdrew. It wasn't that we ever took a vote. They were willing to compromise on a lot as far as lowering the size of the sign and making it lower also. But I personally was relieved when they withdrew.
Were you at all surprised when we learned that they were pursuing that location near Mebane?
No, it's incredible to be at 85 and 40. I mean, this general area, that's why you see so many of the warehouses, you know, both from the UPS, postal, name them. We have, you know, Medline in Orange County going up right at this intersection. It's a really good, incredible location for getting, transportation in both directions. Yes.
Yeah. And it's, I think it's something that folks down in Chapel Hill are aware of, but, you know, if you spend most of your time in Chapel Hill, you don't kind of think about how much of an actual regional hub that one interchange is. And I know we've had conversations about that in the newsroom in the past as well. But at this point, it is going forward, and we'll see how that plays out in Mebane, just on the other side of the county line from Orange County. Also wanted to talk to you about a couple of things that we got coming up this weekend, because it is MLK weekend. And for one thing, that means that the county offices will be closed. So I wonder if you could talk about that a little bit and anything else going on around town that you wanted to mention.
Right. And the one people usually have to check is the Eubanks Road and the disposal centers. Go online and check those. Otherwise, everything's in the library, but most is going to be shut down. We do have some events around town. I know Saturday, 1 o'clock at Carrboro Century Center, the youth and the NAACP and some others are having a program. The University MLK Celebration, I always go to that one, is having theirs on Sunday over at Friday Center, 5:30. This time it's a talk and not a dinner. And then the march is coming back in Chapel Hill on Monday with the NAACP at Peace and Justice Plaza. Meet up at 10 and then marching up to First Baptist for the traditional service at 11. I do think masks are encouraged in the church.
That's right, and we're kind of back in that season for the time being. I was looking at the respiratory data from the state, and it's, you know, January seems to be the one, right? We've got a couple of years of data now, and it's like after those gatherings for the holidays, January is when those numbers all start to go up. So when you're going into a service like that where there's a whole bunch of people in one spot, it makes a whole lot of sense for masks to be encouraged. We don't want people getting sick, particularly at an MLK celebration. James Etta, anything else going on around town, non-MLK related, that you wanted to mention before we wrap things up today?
Coming up, not that I can think of, except I do want to thank the residents at Carroll Woods. They, for a second year, they had an assembly with their group yesterday, and I went to thank them. They contribute $175,000 because their property is property, you know, exempt because they're a nonprofit. And so they award a lot of funding, $175,000 alone, to our aging department to do so many supplemental things. And every year I learn more. For example, they have senior pharmacist in Durham that helps regionally, you know, Hope. And I knew about IFC and some of the others that have some of these programs where they'll do work on your house and get it fixed up, you know, for low-income seniors. And so that it's just really grand of them. And it makes a big difference. Keeps our taxes low, too. Compared, I should say.
Absolutely. We're visiting with James Etta Bedford, Chair of the Orange County Commissioners. And I think we're just going to go ahead and wrap up because we've got a lot of stuff coming up. I know we've got the commissioners will be meeting next week, and then we've got the Assembly of Governments coming up, too. So wrapping up the winter break, and then things are going to start fast and furious at the end of the month.
Yep. And I guess students are going to be back in town, and or if they're not already, then we'll be hustle bustle again.
That's right. We're back fully engaged for another year here in 2024. And I appreciate you taking the time. And once again, we'll talk next week, and have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. You too. Bye.